the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Except it's without Doug Steffen today. The co-hosts have taken over the show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Woo-hoo. Roberta Fasanelli over there. And Ken Kessler. And Dougie has taken a little break, but he'll be back with us in just a bit. And,
is that a warning, a threat, a promise?
That he's coming back.
All of the above.
Yeah, don't worry. I know you were going to cry with him not being here, Roberta.
I think so.
The people that are crying, you know, it's day 11 of the government shutdown, guys. And it seems that there might be some good news. There was some talks yesterday. There was some staff-level negotiations going late into the night yesterday. And so today is a big day for Congress and for the president. A couple of things to get you started for the day. The top-level talks will continue. House Republicans and Republican senators will be visiting the White House today for their turn to discuss options. They're going to be able to sit down with the president and see what kind of deals they can hammer out. With that news, the Dow soared yesterday. I don't know if you guys noticed, but everything was just taking
off.
It's
like 250 points, something like that.
It was huge. It was the second best day of the year for the stock market. The Dow jumped 323 points. So it's a good day that people are talking, and that's making those numbers start to rise. Now, the sad news is that parole hearings are still on hold. I know that you're bummed about this, Roberta and Ken, because you guys...
You mean like
in
federal prisons?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're the ones that's really catching national attention is the. Do you guys remember a few years ago the border shooting with Agent Alvarez? He was supposed to be getting a parole hearing today, and he's actually going to be delayed because of the government shutdown. So that's going on. And then Starbucks has made an announcement that they're inviting customers. I don't know when Starbucks got so political, but Starbucks is inviting their customers to register their rage over the government shutdown. They're starting a petition drive and printing ads in newspapers nationwide describing the campaign. The petitions demand leaders in Washington reopen the government, avoid default, and agree to a long-term budget deal by the end of the year. So Starbucks is getting involved with the shutdown now.
Or else they're not going to give them any coffee.
There's no coffee for you. You signed my petition, no coffee
That's
for
right.
you. It's like the soup Nazi in Seinfeld.
Exactly.
And then states have made the announcement that they're losing, the states are losing a lot of money in tourism dollars with the national parks being closed. So they've asked the Interior Department to allow them to reopen the parks with states' money. And I know, Roberta, you said people in the state of Utah is actually doing that.
Yeah, because Utah has an enormous number of national parks. I mean, just some gorgeous parks. I've been to them. Arches, Bryce, Canyonlands, Capitol Reef, Zion. So Utah actually is going to pay the government. They're going to pay the government $1.6 $7 million. That's about $166,000 per day to reopen the eight national sites in Utah. And but what that's going to mean for them is that usually the month of October is a very, very strong month for tourism because the weather's really beautiful. You know, it's not as hot as it is in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And that during the month of October, they normally make about $100 million in tourism. So this shutdown is really, really hurting, you know, not only then the tourism within the national parks, but all those towns around the national parks where people stay and they have to go to restaurants and, you know, RV parks and campgrounds and things like that. I mean, it's just, it's hammering the economy around the park. So they're going to pay the government to reopen them. It's going to reopen. They hope to do it by tomorrow. Now imagine if the U.S. government was trying to open the national parks and said, well, it's going
to
take us about a week,
yeah,
you know,
just to get things started. The wheel's moving.
But the state of Utah, they're going to do, you know, you got to love the Mormons.
So what's
going to get them open?
Because you use the national parks a lot. You did this great tour in the Grand Canyon. What comes back when the national parks reopen?
You mean the way of tourism?
Yeah. I mean,
oh, my gosh,
tourism.
Everything.
I mean, what do you see? Because here's what I picture. The only thing that I can see missing from the state parks are the park rangers. And so I say, why even close the parks? Because if there's, you know, if you run into trouble, can't you just call the police? Or couldn't you just call someone else for help?
No, not really. But the park rangers, you know, they not only run the tourist centers and the interpretive centers and things like that, you know, they're really kind of like the park police. You know, they keep people from doing things they're not supposed to, like, you know, getting too close close to the edge and falling off. But there's also, you know, all the support personnel that are government employees, you know, the people behind the registers, the service workers in the restaurants. Don't forget all of the hotels and restaurants within the parks are contracts with the national parks to run these facilities. So in essence, they are paid by the government to run these facilities. So, you know, everything gets shut down. What was interesting is that I was looking at the company that I did the Grand Canyon trip that I did down the river for 16 days.
Yeah, because you did this crazy thing where you got on like a raft,
a rowboat,
even better,
at least ferry, and went all the way to the entire Colorado River to Lake Mead. And what they said was at the time of the government shutdown is if you are on the river, you can complete the trip.
So they'd let you finish.
They can't leave you stranded in the middle of the Grand Canyon on the Colorado. You know, they said, yeah, okay, finish the trip, but they could not start any new trips.
Which but who's going to be monitoring the people that are out there?
Oh, they're very closely monitored. In fact, you can only take one trip a year as an individual. You even if you go to like a different company, you can only do one trip a year. And it's a very limited number of people they allow down the river because they're trying to preserve the canyon. You know, they're trying to preserve, you know, the fundamental structure of the canyon. You have too many people, and they're going to start destroying things. You know, everything you bring in, you have to bring out, and that includes, you know, things you do in the morning after your coffee. Mm-hmm. It has to come out with you.
Yes, it does. After your coffee. Now we know something again about Roberta's personal habits.
Right. But, you know, they said you could finish your trip, but nothing new. So it affects, you know, the people doing horseback riding trips, the people doing, you know, helicopter sightseeing tours. I mean, all this stuff is, and just the hiking trails. And these are beautiful, beautiful areas. Oh, my gosh.
It's
so
just
if you can't
so
get to the Grand Canyon, go to Canyonlands in Utah. In fact, I think it's even more beautiful than the Grand Canyon.
That's where we're all going to have to go until, I mean, several states will probably follow suit. I think after Utah reopens their
Arizona
state
probably.
Money instead of national money, I'm sure some other people will follow.
Arizona, and then, you know, the Yellowstone area. I mean, they're
devastated. I just don't get why.
They are devastated.
The government closes down because it can't get its business together, but yet the stuff that is actually affecting our lives is the stuff that's, like, holding us hostage, like the state parks. It's just kind of ridiculous. I was hearing someone chat the other day about the turnouts on the, you know, like, viewpoints, like, overlook parts. Did you know that they actually paid to close those down, too, so you can't even pull your car over off the side of the road and take pictures of national parks anymore?
Goodness.
And they actually paid to actually put the rods up so that you can't pull over into turnouts. It's just ridiculous.
And don't forget, a lot of the parks, especially out west, are really part, they're not national parks per se. They're run by the Bureau of Land Management. So I'm not quite sure what they're doing out there because we're talking vast, vast areas. I mean, you know, hundreds and hundreds of miles of parks in the BLM land. So I'm not sure how they're monitoring that out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's one way that you can actually file your complaints with Congress, and that we'll tell you how to do that, actually. We'll tell you how to do that when we come back.
First.
It's 15 past a good day.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2-symbol pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All right, Doug Steffens, Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Doug is out for the moment. Roberta Fasanelli is over there. Ken Kessler sitting right next to me. And we're talking about the government shutdown. Everybody's been talking about it. It's day 11. You can't walk down the street without someone talking about how they're upset with Congress. And one of the ways, I guess, to channel this energy is this new website that's come out, guys. It takes the guesswork out of drunk dialing members of Congress. You go to drunkdialcongress.org.
I love it.
Apparently, you consume some alcoholic beverages. Then you type in your phone number into the call box. You hit send, and then you wait for a call connecting you to the office of a random congresswoman or man.
They must love this.
Is this great? And if you're unsure what to drunkenly yell, it even provides you with some drunk talking points, which is kind of fun. It's even given you some drink recipes. So what I thought would be kind of fun is to go to this website, drunkdialcongress.org, and I think we should put in the number of this show, because Michael loves to talk to people, which is 888-302-DOUG, which comes out to 3684. Got that. And I'm going to hit call. Now, it's kind of early. We'll see if we get a call back, Michael. You're going to be in charge of that. But guys, when you go to this website, if they put this together without the drunk part, this would actually be pretty good. They give you talking points. Ken, you were looking at a few. You had a couple of favorites. What were some of yours talking points that you liked off of drunkdialcongress.org?
I can't watch the panda.
You had one job to do and you failed. How dare you not fund veterans? You guys aren't funding the police that are protecting you. You jerks costing the country $12 million per hour. I mean, this is all great stuff here. And then if you go over to the drink recipes, which, you know, of course, that's where I wander to. The Southern Congressman is up there. The Fancy Statesman. Oh. Oh, no.
See who we get.
This is exciting. So they call back really fast.
Maybe the office isn't open yet.
It's a shame the Obamacare.
Wouldn't you think they'd have to get like a working Congress? Oh. Hello?
They dropped.
They hate us. Must be the government shutdown.
Great. Even the phones in Congress don't work.
I know. Gosh. Five rings? They put us through all that for nothing? Oh. It says after you put in the number, it says thanks. You'll receive a call momentarily to a random member of Congress. Give them hell. It says as members of Congress quickly return from their final symbolic, not effective and otherwise useless vote to avert a government shutdown, the heavy drinking began. Reports of our representatives getting plastered on the government's dime, the one we have left, have come streaming in from witnesses all over Capitol Hill. Now's your chance to tell your representative what you really think of their actions. And this is true. I don't know if you guys heard the same news stories, but during the government shutdown hearings, even during Ted Cruz's faux filibuster, people said the bars in Washington were just loaded with Congress people just out drinking it up. And that really is because
they dial their own numbers.
Yeah, I think most of them are kind of, you know, big drinkers. You always see them holding like a whiskey or a scotch or, you know, something government-y.
Government-y.
Well, don't you? I mean, you don't see any like government congressperson ordering a wine spritzer. It's always something like a scotch and a cigar.
Yeah.
All right. So I think this is kind of a fun set. I like it. We'll put it up at our Facebook page. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Ken, any good comments up there?
I'll tell you soon.
You'll tell us. All right. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. It's 21 past on Good Day.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An eerie sight, for my monster from its slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the monster match time, guys. Doug Seven's Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Doug is out for the moment. He will be back. He'll join us in just a few minutes. Roberta Fasanelli is with me and Ken Kessler. And it is Halloween time. I don't know if you guys got the memo, but Halloween is just a few weeks away. And any opportunity to play the Monster Mash, Ken, I know is one you like to take.
Absolutely.
It's your favorite. So are you guys dressing up this year?
No, I don't think so.
No, Roberta? No dressing up? Are you a dresser-upper in general?
You know, when my kids were younger, yes. In fact, we used to throw these great Halloween parties. But, you know, I don't know, maybe when your kids get older, you're not taking them out trick-or-treating, you don't get dressed up as much. I don't know,
so you used
strange.
To be the cheesy mom that would dress up with her kid. That's kind of cute.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Ken, are you a dresser-upper?
Sometimes. I won't this year because it's Halloween, I think, is a Wednesday or Thursday night. So I will be here working and handing out candy to anybody who comes by.
Oh,
but when it's on the weekends, we usually, as a family, go out and do stuff, and we all dress up.
Oh, it's kind of fun. So you guys go out together. Yeah. I don't ever, I mean, since when I was a kid, obviously, I would dress up on Halloween itself. But I typically don't dress up on Halloween to hand out candy because it just seems like a waste. But I am having a Halloween party this year. You're all invited if you'd like to come to L.A. And so I have been looking for costume ideas, and I kind of have a good one. I don't know if I've told you yet, but I'm kind of, do you want to know what it is? It should be a secret.
Tell us.
I'm thinking about going as Honey Boo Boo.
You have to send us a picture. This I have to see, Jen. This I have to see.
I mean, I know it's kind of so 2012, but I'm kind of thinking it would be perfect. So all I need to do is find a tutu, and I think I can make it work because I've already got the blonde hair. I'll do the tight curls. I need a crown. It'll be set. But I don't know about people that dress up to work. I know a lot of offices have like costume parties and stuff. It's never been a big thing at my place of business, so I always feel like I don't know. If I'm not having a party, I don't dress up. But I was doing a little Google searching around for some costume ideas, and there's a list of the most trendy costumes for 2013. So if you're looking for a costume idea, or maybe you don't want to be what everybody else is going to be, here's the list of what people are expecting to be the most popular costumes of the year. The first one makes me want to throw up. It's Miley Cyrus and her twerk bear.
Oh. Does it come with a wrecking ball, too?
It does. I'm sure you could probably make your own. But there's a lot of costumes out in just for sale that have the bear face that she was holding around. And then, of course, there's the Miley Cyrus costume. And all you need is a foam finger and, like, a little bikini. You can wear that. So that's one of the most popular costumes this year. The next, which I think is really bizarre, is sexy food.
Huh?
Like, what? There's a sexy corn on the cob dress. There's a sexy piece of pizza. There's
like one hot tomato?
Carrot. Oh, that would be funny. Now, see, that's at least clever. These are just kind of, like, you know, a little bit of not so nice dresses to wear that just show everything except you have like a carrot top on your. The next one, which I think is funny because it's such a trend in food, and maybe Chef Louis, who will be with us next half hour, will talk about this. Bacon. Dressing up as bacon is a trend this year. They have men and women's bacon costumes. The women is actually, the woman's costume is a bacon dress. The man's costume is like black with like a bacon cutout over his face. The next one is the Breaking Bad Boys, which I think is pretty big. That show was huge this year. Got a lot of attention. You can wear like a little hazmat suit. That one's pretty easy to pull off. Another one that's going to be popular for 2013 is the Sexy Monsters University Monsters. Nothing.
Sexy Monsters
sexy
University.
Monsters University Monsters.
Oh, okay. The movie Monsters University, but sexy.
Made sexy. Of course, because
that's
every
so
Halloween
wrong.
Costume has to be sexy. When did that trend
Why?
Start? I mean, it's been a trend for like 10 years. Like, you have the Dorothy outfit that's not, you know, like Dorothy wouldn't have been caught dead in that outfit.
Riding Hood and
Yeah. Another one is Game of Thrones. Roberta, this might be for you because you're kind of a Game of Thrones person, aren't you? They have the dragon knockoffs, and these costumes are pretty cool. They have, like, headpieces and everything. So check it out. We'll actually put this link, I think, Ken. I'll send it over to you, facebook.com/Good Day Show. We'll put up these list of costumes to either avoid or if you want to be, you know, a trend god, you can go ahead and be one of these for Halloween, right? Maybe you can submit. You can also submit your best costume ideas at facebook.com. Did you quickly, Roberta, have a great costume when you were a kid?
I had great costumes as an adult, and I made outstanding costumes for my kids. One year I went as Galadriel from The Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was outstanding, yes. And
that's
another time
fun.
I went as a witch, yes, and my mother didn't even recognize me.
All right, send us your ideas for great Halloween costumes, facebook.com/Good Day Show. It's 28 past on Good Day.
Your brain likes it when you sing.
When you sing, it just unleashes all these neurochemicals that are all associated with feeling good. Releases oxytocin, which manages anxiety and stress and enhances feelings of trust and bonding.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. Author Stacey Horn has been researching how singing in general and choral music in particular enhances brain activity. Studies show that singing can sometimes relieve headaches, stomach issues, and the effects of Parkinson's and help people with brain injuries.
Singing engages different parts of the brain than the parts of that are involved with talking. And that's why Gabby Giffords, who suffered a traumatic brain injury, was able to learn to talk again by singing first.
Stacey Horn's new book is In Perfect Harmony, Finding Happiness, Singing with Others. Like a good fugue, she weaves the science of singing with notes on repertoire and her own story as an amateur chorister. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day. Dougie is gone for the hour, but he will be rejoining us shortly. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for the lovely Doug Steffen, and that is Roberta Fasinelli over there, also
Hello.
Lovely in her own right. And the loveliest of lovelies, Ken Kessler. That's where you say hello, Ken.
Hello, Ken.
Oh, my God. Do you see what I have to work with? Sorry. Roberta, come on. You
know,
and I, what are we doing? What are we doing here? All right. We have a website that goes along with the show. If you haven't been there, you should go and check it out because there's lots of fun stuff over at DougSteffen.com. We've got a daily poll today, which I might have a vested interest in. The American League and the National League Championship Series starts this weekend. Which team do you want to go all the way? Your choices, the Boston Red Sox, who will be squaring off against Detroit Tigers, the Los Angeles Dodgers squaring off against the St. Louis Cardinals. I have voted many times for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they need your help because they've only got 19% of the vote right now. Where it stands, the Boston Red Sox have 24% of the vote. St. Louis has 19% along with the Dodgers and 13% for the Detroit Tigers. Roberta, who are you rooting for?
We're talking about baseball here.
Thanks, Roberta. We'll find
it. Hello, Captain Obvious. Yes, we are talking about baseball here.
I know nothing about sports.
All right,
I will be honest with you. I have no interest in sports whatsoever.
Ken, would you like to chime in? Are you voting for a team here?
I would like. I don't have a real vested interest in any of the teams. I'd like to see the Dodgers win.
Thank you. You should go and vote. Vote often, please.
I won't even ask, just so all my New York friends will kill me.
I won't even ask Michael Fortier, our producer extraordinaire, because he wants the Boston Red Sox to win because he's a Bostonian, and he wants them to face the Dodgers so that he can give me a hard time in case they lose. But the Dodgers, it's their year, Michael, so take that. All right, what else is going on over at the DougSteffen.com website, Ken? I know we have our Dream Big America competition going on, which is really cool. If you haven't heard about it, three up-and-coming businesses go head-to-head, and the winner from each week goes into a monthly contest, and then that winner gets great stuff to help start their business, PR support, business supports of all kinds. And so, Ken, you want to announce this week's Dream Big America winner, which is also posted at DougSteffen.com?
Sure. This week's winner is Kyle Fitzgerald. He's the CEO and co-founder of a company called Life Equals. And if you were listening to the Dream Big America contest this week. He's the one who has the company that does the thing with vitamins. It's a one-for-one vitamin company is what he calls it.
Mm-hmm.
Where every vitamin that you purchase from them, they'll turn around and give a multivitamin to a malnourished child.
That's a really cool idea. And if you didn't hear the Dream Big America contest this week and you want to check it out, you can do that in the audio highlights box at DougStephan.com. You can actually listen to all the contestants and, of course, to our winner, Kyle, which, again, congratulations. He'll go into our monthly competition. He'll be eligible to win all those prizes. And if you have an idea for a business or if you have a small business of your own you're trying to get started, you can also enter to be a contestant on our website. Now, a couple of stories going on at DougStephan.com, Ken. You wanted to tell us about. There's, I guess, kind of an embarrassment over at the Vatican. What happened?
This might be my favorite story of the week. The Vatican.
Are we
has,
marking this down? Your favorite story of the week? We're marking it down?
The Vatican, from time to time, they will issue special commemorative medals to highlight different things. And they had just made one for the first year of the of Pope Francis, of his papacy. And they had to recall thousands of these. I think they actually sold three or four because there was a typo on it.
Oh, no.
They misspelled Jesus.
No.
J-E-E-Z-U-S.
No, no, Roberta.
It was L-E-S-U-S on all
Jesus.
Of these coins. Yeah.
Jesus.
You would think
Jesus
like...
Jesus is lesser known as history.
It could have been like from someone from a foreign country.
Maybe.
That's how they pronounce it.
Maybe.
Because they can't say, you know, the J syllable.
Like ha-ha in Mexico is ja-ja.
Yeah. Yep.
But you would think there's like a couple of important words at the Vatican, I would guess. One is probably God. One is probably Pope. And the other is probably Jesus. You would think that would be just part of what you learn how to spell when you walk in the door. Wow.
You would think that would be something they'd pay really close attention to.
Wow. Got to spell check those medals.
Unless, right. You know, a J looks like a backward L.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying it. No. Not when you're making a coin. Yeah. You check that stuff. That's not like
I'm looking
at
it on the computer typewriter. Well, okay, J-K-L.
Okay. Not like a text message where you can go, oopsie, I spelled that wrong. This is a coin. This is a medal. Wow.
No, they're not even right next to each other on the typewriter.
Yeah, so like, they're separated. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it was a typo, but...
Wow. Well, the full story and the picture is available if you want to check it out.
And whoever has those, you know, the ones that they sold, I bet they're going to be able to sell them on eBay.
Exactly, because they'll probably be worth something. Lee's is.
Oh, yeah.
I have a Lexus. Maybe I should get one. It's kind of close. there's also a school in the news today that is not taking a snow day. They're taking a nice weather day.
Isn't that a great idea? I want to do that.
This is a terrific idea. This guy's going to be principal of the year, the principal at Calvary Christian School in somewhere in Georgia.
He spelled Jesus right.
This is his last year as principal, and he wanted to do something to be remembered by and to do something that was nice. So instead of closing school because the weather was bad or there was some kind of emergency, he decided because the weather is going to be beautiful today, instead of having to have all of the kids looking out the window thinking this would be a great day to be outside, he's giving them all the day off.
This is when you know it's different. Like, if I were a kid, I would love this guy because he gave me a day off just for nice weather. But if I were a parent, I would be so annoyed. Keep those kids in school. You know, but they do that in Alaska. I was in Alaska in June for a cruise, and, you know, the weather's not the nicest up there. And so when I actually arrived into Anchorage, and it was 80 degrees, which was, it never happens. I mean, it's just very rare. They get one or two days like that a year. And so they actually have Sundays in Alaska, where when it gets to be 80 degrees, they actually take that time off and enjoy the day, which I don't blame them. When you only get two 80-degree days a year, you better make the most of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Chef Louie and fall recipes are coming up next on Good Day. Yeah, I know. I'm ready for some stew right now. Let's get it
pumpkin
warmed
pie.
Up. It's almost 41 past on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But
once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. Three instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
42 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Ken Kessler in for Doug, who will be back with us next hour. Joining us now is Chef Louis DeAngelis, who, Louis, it's my favorite time of year, and you have some awesome fall recipes for us. First of all, good morning.
Good morning and good day, I should say.
Look at you. Very good. Very appropriate. So fall is like one of my favorite seasons. I don't know about you guys. I would guess, Roberta and Ken, you guys are kind of like warm.
I don't like fall because it means that the winter's coming and everything's
dying.
You
like the mood of fall, don't you?
Well, I like the bounty of fall, you know, the harvest and all that, but...
It's the best time of year because everything is pumpkin flavored, and I am a pumpkin fanatic, and I love it. So you have today for us, and it's posted at our website, DougSteffens.com, a great recipe using some of fall vegetables. Now, what are some of the vegetables that you like to use most during the season?
Well, you know, when I cook, I try not to just cook for myself. I want everybody to enjoy it. And this recipe today, the fall casserole, has a taste for everybody, okay? Especially people that shun vegetables.
The vegetable shunners out there.
Yes, but they like sweets. Okay, this has it all. This has vitamins, loaded with B vitamins, potassium, a lot of minerals, a day's worth of fiber, and it's sweet on top of it all. Not overly sugary, but it's sweet. It's a source food. But you're going to use sweet potatoes, cubed up nicely, you know, sliced, some carrots chopped up into 1-inch pieces, and pumpkin or yellow squash in nice big cubes.
Yum.
And the trick to it is you're going to soften it, pre-soften these veggies in a mixture, a 3-to-1 ratio of orange juice and honey. And you're going to boil them for 10 minutes and make a nice little glaze out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to put it in a buttered casserole dish, and you're going to make a crumb topping. Okay, with cinnamon and nutmeg. I like to use both. You can just use cinnamon or nutmeg. Softened butter, some plain bread crumbs, and just 2 tablespoons of brown sugar. And make a nice crumb topping for this. And so it's going to be like a gratin. Cover it with foil, 350 oven for 25 minutes, then take the foil off and cook it 10 more minutes to get that nice topping crisp. You have to do this recipe. Our listeners have to do this because they do it once, they'll do it 1,000 times. It'll just keep being made over and over.
This sounds more like a side dish, right, than a main dish. What would you pair with it? What else would you serve with something like this?
You know what really works good with this is
besides Thanksgiving
spicy,
dinner.
Oh, a nice spicy sausage.
Oh, wow.
And you can actually cook it right in there, but a nice
yum.
Spicy sausage because it cuts that sweet down a little bit. It's not real sweet. You know, when I say sweet, to me, it's not adding sugar that makes something sweet. You know, Roberta, when you do gravy or tomato sauce or spaghetti sauce, however way people want to call it, you want to sweeten it up because, you know, the acid in the tomatoes, we put carrots in it.
You put carrots, or actually, well, a lot of restaurants put honey in it, and people don't realize that.
Right. I like to use carrots because carrots are a sweetener. To me, that's a source food. It's a
source
of a sweetener without using sugar. And it sweetens it up, takes the acid, absorbs acid, and as it's absorbing it, the acid, it lets loose of its natural sweetness. And so this dish is full of sweet from the sweet potatoes, the carrots, you know, the pumpkin. A lot of fiber. It's good for you. But you want to cut that sweetness down a little bit. I don't know, with a couple of pieces of nice Italian sauce, a little hot sauce.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah,
that is delicious.
Yeah,
and you can put it inside the casserole, or would you serve it on the side?
You can put it in the casserole. I put it on the side.
Yeah, either or.
So
yeah.
Take it. Yeah. So I don't let the juice from that disturb the flavors of that casserole. I mean, but I can't say it enough. If you make it once, you're going to make it 1,000 times because you're going to want you're going to start fights at the table with this dish. People are going to want that last piece. It's that good.
I love it. Now, what about that? It sounds really good. I want to try that. Maybe this weekend we should all try that recipe, and then we'll report back next week.
I love pumpkin. What I do is, you know, the day after Halloween, how everybody like throws out their pumpkins.
You said this. You like
I go around
them,
and
right?
I collect them. Yes, especially the little sugar pumpkins. The neighbors look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm like, you don't realize how good they are to eat.
For someone that is a pumpkin fanatic, what are some of the things that you can do with fresh pumpkin like that?
So pumpkin soup.
Okay.
First thing comes to my mind, then you take those little sugar pumpkins and you hollow them out and use them as soup bowls. It's a fantastic dish.
All right, so lay a good recipe for pumpkin soup on me, Louie. Do you have one just off the top of your head?
Pureed pumpkin. You take your pumpkin. I like to boil mine, but you can roast it.
You take
the meat, you puree it, a little heavy cream or half and half or even just light milk, 2%, it doesn't matter. And I like to throw a bounty of vegetables into it. I like to take and put celery, carrots, and onions in a pro, mash them up, put them right in that soup, and cook it down with some nice black pepper. Oh, my God, it'll drive you crazy. It's so good.
Now, you don't need to put any broth
or sour cream on it when you serve it. Some little sliced green onions. Oh, my God.
I use coconut milk in mine because my daughter's lactose intolerant. And let me tell you, it's that good.
I take the coconut milk and throw some curry in it. Make a nice curry pumpkin soup.
Fantastic.
I'm getting hungry, Ken, about you. Now, can you...
Don't forget the seeds.
You can
roast the pumpkin seeds. That's right. Don't waste them.
How do you shell them
and then they become pepitos, and you can put them on a salad. You can put them right in the soup. You know, if you take that pumpkin soup and a little dollop of sour cream on it, chopped up little ringlets of green onions and some pepito, you know, some little seeds, you know, that are hulled, of course. What a presentation it makes.
Absolutely. And when you do a nice bowl of soup, I mean, there's nothing warmer or more filling or just, I mean, it's just so comforting. And that's such a great thing to serve people. I think, you know, we always rack our brain about what to serve people when we have little dinner parties. And soup is really a good option. It's cheap, first of all, to make. But it looks really nice. It looks fancy, especially if you do a presentation like you're talking about, Louie.
Yeah, and you know, soup is such good food for you because all the things that you're cooking in it, like you make a stew or chicken soup or beef stock soup, instead of it roasting and losing a lot of the nutrients and goodness to it out into the air, just dissipating, it stays in the water.
That's right.
So now you get the goodness of all the broth. The broth gives you all the stuff that you would have lost roasting that meat. It's a win-win situation.
Or boiling. You know, some people, you know, boil vegetables and throw out the water and then serve them. You boil it, make soup, keeps all those nutrients in there.
Yeah, I save that to make my gravies.
There's
nothing like a veggie gravy.
Are there some non-cream soups that you can recommend that are kind of easy to make if you just only have a little bit of time, Louie?
Yeah, I just take some chopped up cubed pumpkin. I put it in the slow cooker. And you can use chicken stock. I like vegetable stock, like Roberta was just talking about. You know, if you save that liquid that you were cooking your veggies in, you know, put that in there and then fill it with a nice mirepoix, some onions, some carrots, some celery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right, sounds good. All those recipes are available at DougStefan.com. It's 51 past on Good Late Day. Thank you, Chef Louis.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Sounds like Pulp Fiction music, am I right, guys?
It does sound like that.
53 minutes past the hour. Doug Stefan's Good Day. Dougie will be back with us in just a few minutes. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Ken Kessler holding down the fort while he's gone. And joining us now, our movie man, the movie guru, Chuck Curry. Hi, Chucker.
How you doing? I'm doing really good.
Good. All right. Well, now, Big Friday, that means a lot of movies are coming out this weekend. What can we look forward to, and what's going to perform well at the box office this week?
Don't
forget
the
contest. Oh, my gosh. Ken, write me up for that one. All right. Don't answer that question, Checker. First, we have to do movie monster. And this is how it works. We're going to play you three clips from a movie. It is a number one movie, actually, from this week in 1986, if that gives you a little clue. You get three audio clips. Give us a call at 888-302-DOUG and identify that movie. Here is clip number one.
What? You want a quarter? Piss my ass. Find me in New York for this quarter.
Anybody got it so far? Roberta, Chuck?
Mm-mm.
All right. That voice sounds very recognizable. Let's go with clip number two.
See this face?
Mm-hmm.
This is the face of a woman on the edge, Earl.
I know. My wife's got the same face.
You have to make a decision. Do you want to work here or do you want to live?
I quit.
888-302-DOUG. If you know that movie, 888-302-3684. Clip number three.
Could you deliver a message to the British consulate? Do you think they can let me in the door, ma'am? What's the message? Dogs barking can't fly without umbrella.
All right, this one I think is a tough one. Anybody have it so far, Chuck?
I don't know it.
It's, you definitely know the voice. There's definitely a view to that. give my little hint there.
I saw what you did there.
If you can identify that movie, it was number one this week in 1986. You can give us a call, 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. Now I can ask you the big question of the week, Checker. What's coming out at the box office? What are we going to be seeing?
It's somewhat unusual in October to get two big, well-reviewed studio movies back-to-back, but that's the case. Last week we had Gravity with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, which scored big at the box office, $55 million opening weekend, got great reviews. The buzz on the internet, for the most part, is pretty positive. Technically, that film is absolutely brilliant. And now this weekend we go into Captain Phillips, Somali pirate hostage film, The True Story, which stars Tom Hanks as Captain Phillips. The reviews on this one, 90% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Advanced Tracking has the film opening in the $25 million opening range, which is pretty solid for an adult-oriented movie. You know, usually we get films, Jennifer, like Machete Kills with Danny Trejo, which also opens today. That one tracking not so well, around the $8 million opening weekend. I like the original. Do we really need a sequel? Probably not, but we're going to get one. Some movie news in general. Actor Jamie Foxx reportedly circling a Martin Luther King biopic over at Warner Brothers. Word has it that Oliver Stone might direct that film. Fox, who's had a tremendous run at movies, has currently shot the role of the villain Electro in next summer's Amazing Spider-Man 2. And one other bit of news, David O. Russell's American Hustle with Christian Bale, Bradley Cooper, and Amy Adams getting great buzz. Many believe this will be the odds-on favorite, along with 12 Years a Slave for this year's Oscar Best Picture winner. We'll see how that plays out. It opens in the next
Amy Adams is just really, I mean, she has come into her own lately. I mean, she seems to be attached to a lot of movie projects. Would you say, who do you think is the strongest female actress out there? Obviously, Sandra Bullock opened Gravity very well with, what, $55 million. But who do you think are some of the top ladies that can open movies now?
I don't, you know, that's a good question. I don't really know if there's one. Well, Sandra Bullock probably would be right there in terms of opening a film. But in terms of quality of work, Amy Adams, she has to be up there. I mean, probably every director in the business wants her. But if I can't take a pick going forward, it's Jennifer Lawrence. There's no doubt.
That's a good call.
She could be this generation's Julia Roberts, where the public loves her and the box office also follow. So I'd go with Jennifer Lawrence.
I think you're right about that. All right, let's go over to the phones now. Ron in Salt Lake City playing Movie Moments Trivia with us. Can you identify that movie, Ron?
That would be Jumping Jack Flash.
All right, did you see it? Do you remember it?
Oh, my wife likes it. She's a good friend of Whoopi Goldberg's.
Oh, really? All right, I like that.
She just thinks she is.
She thinks she's a good friend. I think a lot of people think that. Whoopi does a great job over at The View. All right, well, congratulations, Ron. You get a lovely, swell Doug Steffen Good Day Show prize. We'll send that out to you. And, Chucker, Gravity, you think number one at the box office again?
Yeah, I'm going to say Gravity, followed by Captain Phillips.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.